Okay, Indian poems. Here's an Indian poem called Indian Graves at Jocko. The Flathead Indians, the Kootenai Salish tribe from before history began, had occupied the Bitterroot Valley south of Missoula, very fertile and a rich valley with beautiful mountains on either side. At the end of the Civil War, some Scandinavian settlers were farming this very lush and fertile land, and but they were doing it at the sufferance of the tribe, which of course was an intolerable situation, they thought, for them. So they formed a lobby and went back to Washington, D.C., and buttonholed a senator whose name was Garfield and later became president, and he was interested in their cause. I don't want to vilify him because he actually did do a lot of very positive things for Indians, but in this case, he didn't. He drew up the Treaty of 1869, it was called, and under the terms of the treaty, the Flathead Indians would leave the Bitterroot Valley and occupy the Jocko. Now, the two sub-chiefs signed up, but my very good friend Vic Charlo, who will be the next chief of the Flathead, his great-great-great-grandfather would not sign it, old Chief Charlo. And this dragged on for a long time, and in 1891, Garfield suggested to a general that he forge Chief Charlo's name to the treaty, and the general did, and it was ratified. And that's how the Flatheads lost the Bitterroot Valley, was on a forgery. And about 10 years ago, there was a case settled, a court case, and the Flathead Indians were awarded $4 million for this cheat, and which I'm sure seems like a lot of money to you, certainly it does to me, but not so very much when you consider that it's $396 million short of the estimated property value. This is about a little Indian cemetery in Jocko. It's called Indian Graves at Jocko. These dirt mounds make the dead seem fat, crude walls of rock that hold the dirt when rain rides wild, were placed with skill or luck. No crucifix can make the drab boards of this chapel Catholic. A mass across these stones becomes whatever wail the wind decides is right. They asked for, got the black robe and the promised masses, well-meant promises, shabby third-hand crosses. This graveyard can expand, can crawl in all directions to the mountains, climb the mountains to the salmon, and a sun that toned the arrows when animals were serious as meat. The dead are really fat. The houses lean from lack of loans. The river runs a thin bed down the useless flat where Flathead homes are spaced like friends. The dead are strange, jammed this familial. A cheap fence separates the chapel from the graves. A forlorn lot like this, where snow must crawl to find the tribal stones, is more than just a grim result of cheat, Garfield's forgery, some aimless trek of horses from the stolen Bitterroot. Dead are buried here because the dead will always be obscure. Wind, the one thing whites, will always give a chance.